welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope you are having a great week, and thank you for spending just a few minutes of your day with us here today at Road Talk as we continue our series over 7 Habits of Highly Effective Disciples. We are making our way today to habit number 4, and if you are just joining us for this series, this is a spinoff from Dr. Stephen Covey's book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And we are looking at each one of those habits and putting them up next to Scripture and seeing how it translates next to the Word of God. And today we're going to look at habit number 4, which is to look for a place where you can win with people. The truth is that we can't experience true success in life without effectively working with people. Even if you're self-employed, you have to work with people. Even if you're going to spend some time alone on an island, somebody has to get you there. Working with people is a part of life. And Dr. Covey in his book mentions that we really have 4 options for handling conflict when we deal with the troubles of our interactions with other people. The first option is what he calls the win-lose option, where somebody comes out on top and somebody remains on bottom. It's the idea that it's either my way or the highway. And sometimes there's a benefit to that type of arrangement. Someone who lives by a win-lose mentality, they're usually competitive, they're goal-oriented, they're high-achieving, but obviously it comes with a lot of cons. It's a long-term repellent for having any type of healthy relationship, because it's always a competition, and long term that really does not build healthy relationships. The second situation or way of handling conflict is what Dr. Covey calls the lose-win environment. That's where someone agrees to give in to the other person. Someone says, okay, I'll submit to you. Again, that can come with some pros. A person who finds themselves leaning toward a lose-win arrangement has a great desire to please or appease or to be a peacemaker. But there are also some cons to that arrangement. Long term, someone can become a doormat. They can become somebody that people just walk all over and take advantage of. The third arrangement is not the win-lose or the lose-win, but it's the lose-lose. This is when two stubborn people or two stubborn sides refuse to find a compromise. And at the end of the day, they just make matters worse. There's really no pros to this arrangement. And when it comes to cons, well, I would say there's too many to list. But the last one probably is the most favorable one, and it's the win-win arrangement, where the best outcome is reached for both parties. And that outcome is a higher ideal, it has a better result, it warrants greater participation from both sides. This warrants humility, sacrifice, problem solving, active listening. And there's really not any cons to having a win-win relationship or a win-win arrangement in working with other people. Now, people will often ask the question of those 4 options, win-lose, lose-win, lose-lose, or win-win, which one's the best? And that's not a clear answer because sometimes it depends on the situation. If you think about it, the win-lose arrangement is probably going to be the best in sales. If you're trying to win a contract, not every company, not every salesman is going to get the contract or get the deal. Somebody's going to have to lose. The same is true for sports. I mean, how boring would sports be if every game or every season ended in a tie? That wouldn't work out. The lose-win relationship may be the best in earthly relationships with other people, because it's going to build the most situations of harmony. The lose-lose arrangement may be the best in international diplomacy, where both sides are going to argue what they want, even if they have to go down arguing. Theodore Roosevelt, when he was president of the United States, he used the statement that the United States needed to speak soft but carry a big stick. In other words, we'll try to get along, but there are some things that we will not compromise for or compromise with. And then win-win may be the best in business or education or some other type of situation. But what we're wanting to ask on this podcast, in this episode, which one is the best for disciples of Jesus? Win-lose? Lose-win? Lose-lose? Or win-win? If you think about what the Bible says, is win-lose ever appropriate? I don't think so. Jesus said, Luke chapter 9, verse 24, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. Jesus alludes to the fact that if we are extremely competitive and only think about ourselves rather than others, at the end of the day, that's going to cost us a lot. What about lose-win? Does the Bible ever say that that arrangement is appropriate? Well, over and over again, the Bible mentions how we need to be people who think of others more than we think of ourselves. Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, Paul said, "Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak, he eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him." Or Romans 15, Paul says, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." Philippians 2, verse 5, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing." Someone who lives by this idea of me personally losing so someone else can win, spiritually speaking, they're showing signs of true strength and maturity. What about that third option? What about lose-lose? Biblically, is that ever appropriate? No, but it happens all the time. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verse 2, to two ladies, he said, "I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord." But that last one, win-win. Biblically speaking, is that ever appropriate? Well, the answer to that question is yes, but also no. Now, in a best-case scenario, a win-win is actually the result of a lose-win. And Paul would say in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, "Submit to each other out of reverence for Christ." If one party will submit, both parties actually come out ahead, and that's really the essence of the Christian life. But sometimes, biblically speaking, a win-win arrangement is in the worst-case scenario. Because sometimes, biblically, people want to reach a win-win situation, but to do so, they have to compromise doctrinal values, they have to compromise biblical teachings, they have to compromise Christian sanctification, so everyone can be on the same page. And biblically, that is a very dangerous decision. Paul told the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power." That's a really long list, but Paul gives this statement. He says, "Have nothing to do with them." Have nothing to do with these people. Have nothing to do with these situations. Do not figure out a way to compromise with those who live this way. He would write in Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, "Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God, or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. If we're trying to be everyone's best friend, if we're trying to win every single time, we can't be pleasing Jesus with that type of life. In fact, Dr. Covey would say on page 245 of his book, he says, if you can't reach a true win-win, you're actually better off with a no deal. Now, he's talking in forms of business and professional relationships, but I think it's also true for the Christian faith. There's sometimes when we just have to accept the fact we're not going to reach a win-win, and sometimes it's better just to choose a no deal. Paul would write in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? It doesn't mean that Christians completely isolate. It doesn't mean that Christians live in a cocoon, but it does mean that Christians stand for what's right, they stand for what's true, and they will not back down from their convictions. As always, thank you for spending some time with us today here at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and we can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.